The pop song I Kissed a Girl made Jill Sobule a one-hit wonder in the mid-1990s. Her profile has been much lower in years since then, but according to critic Will Hermes, her music has been getting better and better.
I get the impression that Jill Sobule would rather not be known as the I Kissed a Girl girl. I'm sure she made some money from the song, a witty number about sexual flexibility that was a left-field hit in 1995. But I Kissed a Girl was just one of a bunch of great songs on her major label debut. And while MTV viewers probably don't know it, each record she's released since then has been better than the last, including her latest, which is optimistically titled Underdog Victorious.
A couple years later, tried out for the banded colors of Matchbox 20. He was dreaming of the New York Dolls and Max's Kansas City. Of course, they never called him back. They thought he was too queer. But he didn't care. Back in his room, he sang into the mirror. And he sang, Underdog Victorious.
Jill Sobule has always been obsessive about her craft. Her lyrics are always catchy and funny and smart. Her hooks and choruses are always fine-tuned and elusive. But many of the songs on Underdog Victorious are unified by a particular nostalgia that anyone who came of age in the 70s or early 80s will relate to.
Hot Wheels and comic books hidden away for 17 magazine and Gina Tay. So I kiss the mirror to see how I taste.
It isn't just the lyrics that evoke nostalgia, but the melodies and the arrangements, too. Her latest single, a song about tripping on mushrooms at a Battle of the Bands concert, borrows liberally from an old Chicago hit. Underdog Victorious isn't a concept album exactly, but it's full of characters and themes Jill Sobule has always had an affection for. People with secrets, people who don't fit in, people whose lives don't work out like they planned. There's a truth to her stories that's impossible to avoid. Not that anyone except a total sourpuss would want to.
Betty's now in counseling and she's using again. Her brother's unemployed but with a brand new.
The CD by Jill Sobule is called Underdog Victorious. Critic Will Hermes is the music editor for Trax Magazine. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.